It's time to plug in. Tech Talk, presented by Sumner One, the one place to talk about all things related to the ever-changing landscape of today's and tomorrow's technology.
That technology thing is certainly moving fast, isn't it, Biff?
Join the conversation. The phone lines are open. 1-888-550-KTRS. That's 1-888-550-5877. Now, Guy Phillips on KTRS.
You know, we can't figure out why in our open that it says dial up a toll-free number. Why does it say our local number? Don't use the 888 unless you're calling from outstate. 969-KTRS, 969-5877. Or from your cell, star KTRS if you have anything, questions about software, hardware, peripherals. Did I say that right?
Mm-hmm.
Always hard. Peripherals.
Yep. How are your peripherals?
Guy, do you know what a peripheral is?
Yeah. Yeah, I know what it is. Can you say it, Matt?
No, I can't.
Okay. Peripherals. Like
peripherals.
Yeah. Like the stuff that's on the side.
You're a mean man, Mr. Phillips.
Jeff Groby from Sumner One is with us for a little tech talk here on the Guy Phillips Show. Jeff, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Did you make it? Listen, I know that without Laura Hediger at Channel 4 today, you probably wouldn't have made it in today.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Yep.
Her loss for not seeing you on a Thursday.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because she hardly finally met you.
Yeah, ever gets to see you. You're always in on a Friday. Reason being is that tomorrow we're going to be actually just about coming on the air at about 4:30 because the Mizzou basketball schedule.
Gotcha.
They have a game tomorrow.
They blame the Tigers.
Did you hear us talking about the scam online? Were you listening?
I think somebody brought it to my attention. I wasn't listening at the time.
Yeah,
somebody
okay.
told me a little bit about it.
It's the Secret Sister, and it was one of these deals. It's a pyramid scheme, and
right.
you go on, and it's like a Secret Santa, but, you know, you take 10 bucks, and you buy a gift, and you know, of course, it collapses because you can't keep recruiting new
Absolutely.
People.
Yep.
And there are lots of scams. So let's talk about this. Okay, we have, I think, what is it, a week or so before all this Black Monday, Friday, Thursday's crazy Cyber Monday stuff kicks in.
Absolutely,
right?
Yep.
So Black Friday is the Friday before Cyber Monday, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And Black Friday is the day after Thanksgiving, which is next week.
Yep.
Good time to start talking about how you know if you're shopping legitimately, how you know if you're on the right website. Are there double checks? Can you do that?
Well, one of the things that you want to look for is you want to check the URL that you're looking you click on. You want to make sure that, you know, you're at bestbuy.com.
Excuse me one second, Jeff. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Matt, what's a URL?
A URL is the it's the hyperlink that you
yes,
type in.
Yes, what's it called? What does URL mean?
Universal Resource Locator.
Exactly. Oh.
Exactly.
Shut up, God. Hey, real quick, Jeff, I have a question for you. Asking for a friend here. If you were to buy, let's just say, a lightsaber online for a coworker, and it turns out to be something that's not even close to what you thought it was, and you spent all this money, and then, you know, you held off on the coworker for, I don't know, maybe 2 months after their birthday to get you said lightsaber, how would you know if you were being conned?
I don't know. That sounds like a story I need to hear some more details about.
This is for a friend, asking for a friend.
Yeah, it happened to me.
Wow.
I bought this really cool lightsaber that I saw on Facebook, you know?
Sure.
They
yeah.
did this video.
Absolutely.
This crazy Chinese people are doing these videos that look like, man, this thing was made. It looks like $1,000 thing, and I got it. And it was the cheapest plastic toy I've ever seen in my life.
Bummer.
It was bad.
Didn't resemble anything.
Yeah, that's terrible.
All right, so let's get back to the URL.
Yeah, the URL. So you want to make sure that the URL actually does reflect the site that you think you're going to be shopping at. It's bestbuy.org, not, you know, joesbestbuy.org or .net or
sure.
.com, you know, stuff like that. You want to make sure that the little lock appears in the browser window.
Okay, let's talk about that for a second.
Sure.
Okay, what does the little lock signify?
The little lock signifies that you're not using the HTTP protocol. You're using the HTTPS
S.
protocol.
Secure.
Which is for secure.
Okay. Yeah.
So you're actually encrypting your traffic and sending it to that site using a key that was provided by that site.
So if you forget about the little lock, which is important to look for. If you mm-hmm. forget about that, just make sure it's HTTPS.
Absolutely.
Is there any way that scammers can get around the URL by putting an S in but not having it secure?
Not really. Now, they can intercept the traffic and do what they call a man-in-the-middle interception, but it's significantly more difficult for them to decode your traffic at that point. but not impossible.
Got it. Okay.
So, but the easy pickings would be using a site that doesn't have the lock or the HTTPS. They can intercept raw text at that point. So if you put a credit card information in and buy something on a site that's not secure, they can just intercept the raw data stream and decode your credit card, not even decode, read your credit card information, your address, all that kind of stuff.
Is that about the worst thing you can do? Share that information when it's not a secure website?
Absolutely. That's you're asking for trouble at that point. Matter of fact, I would be shocked if you didn't get hacked by doing that.
Okay, so listen, this is for those of you that are listening to this segment right now, you're going to be laughing at the people that didn't do this. And, you know, we always laugh at people who make the big mistakes when they fall down. No, I'm teasing. But it's your job, really, to, once you hear this, pass this information along. Share this information, because it seems like a simple thing. And a lot of people, look, there's a lot of technical, savvy people out there. I know, you know. But look for the S, HTTPS.
Absolutely.
And look for that little lock up there before you do anything online.
And then another really good, important piece of information is that if you're not using a computer or a laptop to do your purchasing,
like
your
smartphone?
Yeah, if you're using a smartphone or a tablet, don't use the web browser built into those devices to shop. Use the vendor's application. So don't go to www.amazon.com on your iPhone. Download the Amazon application from the Apple store and use that one.
And what about then when they send you an email? So if you are looking in your email, and because right now I'm being bombarded with different sale ads.
Yep.
So if you open one of those emails and the link that they give you go shopping, should you be using that one?
Even if they give you a link.
Okay.
Just disregard it. Go to the Apple store yourself and download the app yourself. That's the only way you're going to guarantee that it's from that vendor.
Okay.
That's very interesting. Okay. So I have on my phone, I know I've got a little Amazon app. I'm looking right now. I've got Southwest Airlines. I don't have many.
Yep.
You know, I got my bank and a little golf thing. But I don't have any real shopping apps. So if somebody wanted to go shopping online, here's eBay. They should download, and they can ditch that later so it doesn't chew up all of their space, right?
Absolutely, yeah. But almost every major vendor, including Walmart and Sam's, and they've all got apps in the App Store. And my recommendation is to use those because they're going to be secure. They're vetted by Apple as having come from the vendor themselves. And the vendor updates them. So if you really want to look for deals, instead of, you know, like if you want to find the best deal on an Xbox or something like that, don't just type that into your browser. Go look inside those apps, and you'll find the Black Friday and the Cyber Monday deals.
Nice one. So, keep in mind,
a real strong vector for attack during this season is going to be somebody sending you an unsolicited email that has a link that says, here's a great deal on an Xbox. Mm-hmm.
Right
here.
Right. So, caveat emptor. Yeah, and you know what that means.
Yep.
Oh, I thought that meant shop. Smart. okay. What do I know? My wife taught me that.
Close enough.
All right. So, yeah, one other thing. When you download these apps, most of you know this, but I'm just saying for people that haven't done that on their smartphones, like my mother-in-law, there's no charge for that. They want you to have that app so that you shop there more frequently.
Absolutely.
So download those apps. Use them when you're shopping online. Better yet, go to the local stores, because we like to get the vendors. I mean, we like to support local. Mm-hmm. But download those apps after you use them. If you don't do any business with them, easy enough to get rid of them, and boom.
Absolutely.
Clear sailing. Yep. Okay. All right.
Is there any danger in, if you were on the Amazon app and you were buying something, but you were sitting at a restaurant, for example, like a Starbucks, and you were attached to their Wi-Fi, you're in the Amazon app buying it through the safe method like you were just talking about. Are you still at risk because you're on public Wi-Fi or not?
There's still a mild risk. Remember what I said about using public Wi-Fi. Don't do it. If you do it, use a VPN client. So,
what about using Jim Smith's Wi-Fi next door to me?
I mean, legal precedent has been set that if somebody has an unsecured network and you attach to it and do something malicious, they're responsible for it. So if you really want to get your neighbor in trouble, attach to their Wi-Fi and do something nefarious.
I like Jim. He was out shoveling the driveway this morning when I went out to get the paper. And I said to him, I said, hey, would you help an old man out? And, he said, I got to get to work. So screw him. I'm going for it this afternoon. All right. So let's talk about Cyber Monday. And Sherry's right. We're getting absolutely inundated with all kinds of messages and sales and that kind of stuff.
And try not to be rushed, too, right. Because I think a lot of folks are like, oh, my gosh, they only have 15 of these TVs, and I got to get it now, and I got to get it online. I got to hurry. And they don't pay attention to the little lock.
Right. Yeah. That's just, you know, slow down, mm-hmm. breathe,
yeah.
take a moment to digest. Anybody who sends an unsolicited email to you, you know, that has any type of information in there, just disregard it. Go to the website itself. Do the research. One thing to keep in mind, though, is that typically most companies nowadays do have separate pricing for online purchases versus in-store purchases. If you want to find the best deals, use those apps online and go to the vendors and look at stuff because you can usually save even a little bit more.
Talking with Jeff Groby from Sumner One, our Tech Talk segment. And if you have questions at all, ever, you can go to sumneronecom and you can see what they're all about. Jeff, thanks for being on the show today. A couple of quick things. Scams, Cyber Monday, anything people ought to look for?
It's really just being vigilant and being a critical consumer with what's being bombarded, sent your way with regards to ads and stuff like that.
Okay. Yeah. And the best possible tip, again, you can give anybody for shopping online is what?
Is making sure that you're if you're using a web browser, make sure you see that lock, or you make sure that you've typed in HTTPS to get to the site.
So. Okay. And I think it's probably safe to say that if you're unsure of any of this, you should go online and send those items to me. And I will vet them, and I will make sure that they're legitimate items, and send me your address. Send me your credit card information just so in case something happens to the item. I've got that. And your Social Security.
In case you need to return it. Right.
Right. And let me know when you're on vacation. And those things.
Just post all of it.
Yeah. Just send it to me. All right. Jeff, thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you.
Have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
Because we probably won't see you for another.
I think next Tuesday we're going to have the.
Oh, we're gonna, you're coming
so
in early.
I will be here on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful. Okay, yep. So we can talk about shopping woes when you come back.
Yep.
All right, it's 4:33 on the Guy Phillips Show.
And we're going to check in with Tim Weiland again at the KTRS Traffic Center.
All right, we do have an accident now. It's on northbound Highway 55 at 3200 South Broadway. At least the two.